Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative, so you're in the York, Cumberland County area, near Harrisburg, roughly?
Yes, yes. My district actually starts about 4 miles from Harrisburg. So I have northern York County, so the entire top of York County. And I have one little piece of Cumberland, which I will lose on December 1.
Okay. So why the Freedom Caucus now? What's the mission of the Freedom Caucus?
So we've been working on this since December of last year, just organizing, getting some bylaws together, figuring out who all we should invite into the organization. And we are just looking at controlling the scope and size of government, anything that takes away personal freedoms and liberties from individuals. We will promote things that, you know, protect those liberties, and we will defend the citizens against things such as licensing, more regulations, more spending, which always comes with more government control.
Well, those are all things you think that would be non-controversial, but the Freedom Caucus in Washington is involved in a little bit more than that. So let me ask what the mission is of the Freedom Caucus, and are there about 20 members or so far?
Right now, we have about 23 members approximately in the organization. It's by invitation only. We don't make the list of members public, so other than the members who stood on the steps yesterday with us, and then myself as the chairperson and Representative David Rowe as the vice chair, those two names obviously are made public.
All right. And the need for this, you feel it needs to invite these people to come together, united action. Is it a reaction? I know you said it started a year ago, but what would you say your take and the Freedom Caucus might be here, Freedom Caucus, of the results of the midterm? What did you take away from that?
So I would say it was more than just the results of the midterm. We were on this prior to. Our frustration was we had all kinds of licensing bills, spending bills, tax credit schemes, everything that should not be part of a, you know, conservative protecting the taxpayer kind of policy plan. And there was just a lack of a plan. And when we would get a group together and we think, okay, we have the support to stop this or to amend it, make it better, you know, we would get thwarted or picked off one by one. So organizing like this, having a clear set of standards for everybody, right? So they know what the expectations are to be a member and to vote as a bloc, that gives us some staying power and that gives us a seat at the table, because we would take issues before to our leadership. You know, here's our concerns, and you know, they might pick a piece or two off of it and say, okay, we'll incorporate this. But often it was, we'll put this in if you agree, you know, to this additional spending, or if you agree to this, you know, piece over here. So, and it usually was, you know, for one thing that we would get 20 things that were terrible. And that's not good negotiation.
Well, let me bring that together then. Do you think that hurt Republicans then, in that the Republican leadership, in my mind, is not conservative? There, some agenda items are exactly what you said. A lot of backroom deals, a lot of going along with other interests there. And I don't think we sent them to Harrisburg to be doing that.
Absolutely. So, and I've always said this, you know, I have to answer to my constituents. I'm not there to answer to leadership. You know, I understand there have to be some negotiations and compromise to get things done, but we always seem to start from a position of being disadvantaged, right? We start with the liberal platform and then, you know, beg for an increase from there instead of setting the bar high and then negotiating. So we lack the plan. We lack sound policies. We are always on the defense, always on our heels. And I really think that is what contributed to, you know, not experiencing the red wave that everybody thought was coming.
Break that down a little bit more. So tell us how that went down. Now, I see other factors. So far, what you've said, Representative Kiefer, is mainly these fundamental things that I think huge numbers of people are for. But how about some of the social issues, if we can call them that, like abortion? Would it take a position on that?
So we haven't discussed, you know, getting involved in those issues. We may. I'm not, you know, sure.
Okay.
as that evolves, right? And I know that issue ended up playing more, especially in some parts of the states than others. Of course, the media helped to carry that narrative for the liberals. Absolutely. But, you know, as people would, we would knock on doors and somebody would say, well, I think that position on abortion is extreme. I said, well, you know what? I think it's extreme birthday abortions. And that's what the other side's talking about, right? So it's the messaging of it. It's getting in front of people that they know really what we're talking about.
Let me ask you. I'm pro-life, but in winning in Pennsylvania, the candidate, Doug Mastriano, my show constantly would say he was against, he would be in the camp that says, let's try to ban abortion. He wouldn't veto it anyhow if he were governor, in all circumstances, no exceptions. I don't think you win in Pennsylvania if you're associated with that position.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to win, you know, absolutely. I think we saw that, right? They took that and ran the far extreme of that as well. And I don't think you could even get that in Pennsylvania if you wanted to with the makeup, the dynamic of our House legislature. But I think that what you saw, you know, people come out and said, you know, they want to make sure that that's not a possibility. So in certain parts of the state, I know that was, you know, that was a core issue that's there. And I agree. I don't think you win on that far of it. But, you know, I also don't think you win if you don't get the full message out of, you know, what you're really talking about on the other side, why it's pushed it that far to the right or to the left.
I agree with you. That's where the messaging part comes in. So upcoming now with a divided House at best, my hope is somehow or another Republicans are still in control. I don't think that's going to happen. What's the agenda, the biggest item on the Freedom Caucus, other than as a block now, the strategy of that of holding leadership accountable rather than picking you off one at a time? What's the issue coming up, do you think? Is there a big one coming up?
So I think the first one we will start at, and one where I've been at and a group of members that are members of the Freedom Caucuses, is the Taxpayer Protection Act, right? And this is one I don't get. It should be universal. It should not be a partisan issue. But it essentially says you can't increase government spending greater than the taxpayer's ability to pay. And so what that means is it's a three-year average of the rate of inflation multiplied by population growth. So you can't increase spending greater than that. Right. And that's not a silver bullet, but that at least puts some guardrails on this, that we don't have this runaway government that we've had since I took office in 2017.
That's very specific. And I think that's genius, because it's not something that's vapor. It's there. It's a number. It's a metric to go by that you can't go beyond that. Yeah.
Right. Break it down. When I got elected, the first budget we voted on was just shy of $32 billion. That was in 2017. The budget that just passed this past June was almost $43 billion.
Wow. Yep.
$43 billion. It is, you know, on average, you know, the rate of inflation should have been around 3%. So on average, if you break it down, you know, this year was really high. We had some that were lower, but it should have been around 3%. So the budget should be, in practicality, around $37 billion. We're at $43 billion, and that's with, you know, Republicans controlling the House and the Senate.
That's where the deal-making with Wolf comes in. And, you weren't a representative then, or maybe you were, but that's where we got Act 77, that kind of, well, we're going to get something big here, so we're going to go along with this.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it was. And I was there for that. And I was actually on the state government committee. And the bill, as we were working it out of committee, we knew it still needed some work. By the time the product that actually got to the floor was a gut and replace.
Yeah, exactly. So is there a website?
And it's that stuff that we don't have a seat at the table for that kind of stuff either.
Yep. Representative, is there a website set up for you guys, or what's the best place to find out more about it?
Yeah, we do have, you can go to, it's the Freedom Caucus Network that we have. I'm pulling that up right now here. Sorry, I should have had that right away.
That's okay.
Here we go. Yeah. So it is statefreedomcaucus.org.
Statefreedomcaucus.org. Okay, we'll push people toward that. Representative, please, whenever you have something else, we'd love to have you back.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.